Welcome into Jags of the Round Table. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osia. Week 15, the home finale coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars on the practice field for the final time on Friday, getting ready for the Falcons to come in here. It's been a few years since these two teams have played each other in the regular season. And some questions at running back. T.J. Yeldon, the Jaguars starter, is doubtful for the game. So it sounds like Denard Robinson will make his 10th career start. It would be his first this season, but it could be by committee. Joe Banyard and Jonas Gray could all contribute as well. So a handful of guys working at running back this week. On defense, linebacker Paul Posluszny is probable. He'll be playing with a club on his hand. They tried a little bit of a different one today, but he's good to go for Sunday's game against the Falcons. All right, guys, let's get to it. Playoff talk. It's all around town. This game will be on December 20th. And the Jags are still in the hunt for the playoffs, John.
Well, and the good news is if you win, then you're automatically still in the hunt next week. No matter what happens in Indianapolis, Texans, Colts, whatever, you're still in it. And I think that's what – obviously the most important thing about this game is to stay in it, build on last week, don't let that turn into a one-week thing. I think it's going to be tougher than people think, but that's what you have to do.
Well, they're not in control because they've blown some games through the year, but – as I said on ITJ the other day, I think they should. I mean, you're talking about T.J. Yates against Charlie Whitehurst. Are you kidding me? With the way this offense is playing? No way. I say go get it.
Go get it.
You're down on those other quarterbacks, it sounds like.
Yes, I am.
All right, well.
Yes, I am.
Right. Good.
I am.
That's relatively clear from Brian. Speaking of offense, the Jags have an opportunity right now. They're playing good football on the offensive side. Can they kind of dictate their will on the other team? Can they set the tone of a game? Are they that far advanced
yet? Well, I mean, I'm not sure if they're playing the most elite of defenses they're able to do that. But, yeah, I mean, you could see in the second half that they got that done. The question is, can they do it in the first half? Can they do it with their defense, which isn't playing all that well? Can they get out ahead and give the defense some room to run, so to speak? And that's the question mark. Against the Falcons, they're going to need to score points because you know Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. They're not going to get blanked in Carolina and in Jackson, but they're going to come score some points. So it's going to be up to this offense to get ahead and give the defense the chance to pin their ears back.
And it still all goes back to the red zone. I know last week scored well in the red zone, and they struggled early even getting to the red zone. But overall this season, we have seen this team move between the 20s. And then in the last 2 weeks, 10 of 10 in the red zone. That's what they have to do. I think they'll get more opportunities early to score there. So if they continue this trend, then I think they can get a lead, and then it's up to the defense to sort of hold it. But I think this offense is getting close to the point where it dictates, can they do that without T.J. Yeldon? Big question to me.
Can the defense hold it? You mentioned it there. It's a big task for this defensive unit this week. They haven't fared well against elite-level quarterbacks this season. And guess what? Matt Ryan has at times in his career been that, of course, and can be. Drew Brees next week. Strap in and hang on if you're the defense.
And to me, that's the overriding storyline, even beyond playoffs this week. Can they pressure Matt Ryan? Because their history this season has been when they don't pressure good quarterbacks or even okay quarterbacks, like the guys you love. But when they don't do
okay,
that...
Okay might be a stretch for them.
Okay. When they don't do that, they've gotten in a lot of trouble. Houston game out here, whatever. If they don't pressure Matt Ryan, he's going to find Julio Jones, and they're going to be able to score points. So it's getting back to pressure.
If they pressure Matt Ryan, he'll find Julio Jones. I mean, that's just a given. That guy's going
to
get his yards.
But he'll also throw picks if you pressure him.
True.
He's done that this year. That's what you have to do.
He'll get his catches. He'll get his yards. The key for the Jags against Julio Jones, keep him out of the end zone, right? In the four games he scored this year, the Falcons have won three of those four. So you're going to give up yards. Go get him, I say. I mean, send it. Because he's not going to run like Marcus Mariota did. So send the pressure and go, you know, go make it happen. With three games left, the defense has to do something. Go get him.
It's a game they ought to win, and they're going to win. There you go.
Bold statement. I like it.
That was an Osher guarantee.
I think, yeah.
You know, and look, it's Chris. I'll tell you, the reason for his optimism, the reason for mine, is just the way that this offense is playing right now. I mean, if you don't look and see what's possible, and a lot of national pundits have in this last week talked about where they're going, when you've got an offense like that, you should get over the hump here because the Colts have Charlie Whitehurst. Did you know that? And the Texans, T.J. Yates. Come on.
I'm reading that you don't like that.
What I'm reading is I really like Blake Bortles' chances when those two guys are starting for those other two teams. And they might be for weeks to come.
That's, I agree.
True. We'll see what happens this Sunday. The home finale for the Jaguars. They'll face the Atlanta Falcons at Everbank Field. And that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.